Pardon me, everyone. Just want to inform you that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time, and you may begin.
Thank you very much, Lolly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the Policy and Implementation Sub-Team meeting on the 1st of October 2013. On the call today, we have Olivier Kouami, Cheryl Langdonneau, Michael Graham, and Holly Reich. We have an apology from Amir Osade. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Mary Wong, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Michael.
Terrific. Thank you. This is Michael Graham for the record. Welcome all. We are a small group today, and I think that's what we need to do. I hope you all received the links and materials that Marika sent out and also are able to utilize the wiki, which we're now set up to operate on. Where we ended up last week was for us to go ahead and start going through the materials that we had, and I think most importantly for Marika to provide, and I believe there are four, perhaps five versions that she provided of work plans from other PDPs and work groups so that we could take a look at what they have set up and utilize what we wanted from them as a model for what we would develop to hand over to the group as a whole. So thank you for that, Marika. That was very good and brought back some fond memories. I think it's also useful in looking at those in terms of the requests for public comments, the review, and then the reports that would come out of them just to see the sort of time frames that they were working within, which seems to be somewhere between 60 and 90 days from the time that it's determined that some sort of public comment should be requested. The other thing that I promised to do, I apologize I only got it out today, was to try to, as I was saying, connect some of the dots from the mind map that we have from the large group, working group. I think it was clear to me that there were a lot of strands headed out to different places, and in order to have a reasonable schedule for what we could do, what we should do, and the order that we should do it in, we needed to sort of pull it in the other direction and start it from, rather than from the work group into all of our tasks, to look first at the deliverables that were being called for in the charter, and then try to connect with those some of the questions that the charter drafting team had set out, and some of the end deliverables that were being called for. And so what I sent out and what is on the board now is really based on the five deliverables that were set out in the charter, and then they're connected to the objectives that were also set out separately in the charter. And then following that objective, trying to apply what questions would relate to those. Now, in understanding this so that you know, what I've done is in each of the deliverables, which are 1 through 8 actually, but 1 through 5 are the ones from the charter, I start out with that, and then the questions are numbered in two ways. The letters are the are the reference to within that particular deliverable what they would be. The numbers are the numbers from the charter questions, so that you'll see under the third deliverable, second and third deliverable, that the questions 3, 4, and 5 are repeated because it seemed to me that they would apply to both of those. In terms of what sort of things were going to be addressed. So my goal in setting this down was to actually be able to take a look at what the deliverables we are being called to include in the final report, which is getting down to 6, which is producing the initial recommendations report, and then going through the other stages of that, of course, which is a review of putting those forward for public comment, and then producing the final recommendations and the report for the GNSO Council. So those were added, but they were the end results that are called for in the charter. Hopefully, and I included here under the produce, it's the Roman numeral 6, produce an initial recommendations report. I included there the method of reaching a consensus to produce a report, which is from the work group guidelines of how we would generally, how they call for reaching a consensus or as close to a consensus as possible for each of the items being produced as part of that final report. And I just put that in there as a reminder. As I say, hopefully this would be a good place, this and then converting this, and Marika, if you could pull up the mind map you produce from this, to utilize this and the mind map and looking at prior work plans of drafting up a work plan for our particular working group to follow. And even to the extent of providing some projected dates for completing those tasks. And I'm thinking specifically, if you happen to have those, the IGO INGO working group plan and timetable, which is set up in a chart form, which I found very easy to follow. And it's also a form that was utilized with the metrics team, I know, in setting that up. Yeah, I see you're trying to get the mind map up there.
Yeah, Michael, I'm having some issues as I'm only working from one screen now, so I'm going to see if I can connect it here to a second screen, so you'll need to give me a couple of minutes.
Okay, and I see Alan has joined us. Hello, Alan.
Hi.
No, but for normal one, I have a convertible.
And I guess while Marika is pulling that together, hopefully you've had a chance or are able to look now quickly at the that distillation of the charter that I did send out. If any of you have any comments on using that to help determine some of the tasks that are going to be set up for the work plan.
Cheryl, hey, Michael. I should put my hand up, but I haven't.
Go ahead.
I was very pleased with that distillation. I haven't had it's been a once-through read for me because of the hour here and when it's come through, and I'm suspecting Holly might be in a similar circumstance. But on a first blush, I think that's put us in a very good position. As I said in the chat, I think that's it's very effectively furthered our process, and I'm obviously very keen to put timings overlaying on that. And I'm very happy with that proposal that the metrics and or IMGO is a good model to run. But in the absence of something in front of me from a mind map, what I'm expecting to see in a mind map is something that will make clear to the rest of the work group some of those interlacings, which I think your distillation has, at least in text, been able to pull out very effectively for me, but hopefully will allow any sub-teams that may generate in the work group as a whole to know where their own pathways are and where those pathways may need to intersect. Thanks.
Alan, you have your hand up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I've been tied up with ATRT things, and I saw your message, but I haven't really looked at it. I will try to in the next day or so. This is as Cheryl implied, this is a complex issue, and I, to the extent that we can, come up with a logical way of approaching it, we're going to spend a lot less time going over the same issues time and time again. So I will look at it and see if I can contribute anything.
Yeah, Alan, it's Michael. I agree. I think one of the there are two traps, even at the stage that we're at with this, and one of them is going over the same ground, and for us at this point, it's also going over and letting possible solutions that any of us might see or answers to these questions impede the process of developing an outline for actually giving the work group the ability to reach those answers and to address them. I must admit to having found myself coming up with a couple of answers that seemed to me to answer every question. And I will apologize for that, and I will keep my answer out of it until we come to the end. And if any of you recollect The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you will recognize the significance of the number 42.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I appreciate that one. That was Cheryl for the record, by the way.
I quote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy at least once in every work group I work in. So,
Alan, Cheryl here.
Usually in some negative way, however, I will point out. I think one of the other problems we have, and it already came out in spades in the charter drafting, is there are many aspects of this. Some of them are not important for us to solve right now. So the issue of are there other work methods which we will use other than the PDP, the answer is probably yes. Do we have to define all of the rules of them in this particular process? No. So I think there's a lot of pathways we can go down which will not really further our work. They may further someone else's work later on and make their job easier. But I think we have to be careful of not getting caught up in the details where we don't really have to address things. And
yeah, I agree with that entirely. And in part, my thought as I completed this distillation was, if we could, to the extent possible, if we could just plug these into a chart and then, throw darts at it for projected dates, that would be something doable. I think, though, for the working group, especially since there are so many people in it, and I know there's interest in making the process more fluid, I think the other thing we do need to do is to consider what we think or we identify as questions or areas where it would be beneficial to have particular subgroups work on a particular issue, question, or analysis and bring that to the group as a whole in order for them to make the more general analysis that will come out of it. If we have 30 people in the weeds, it's going to get very messy. And I guess one of the first things that I knew it, but I was not as struck by it as when I reread some of the PDP guidelines and methods, is the fact that there really is a very good definition of policy, which is anything that substantially affects the GTLD program or process. That seems pretty clear. But then when it comes to implementation, two things happen, it seems. One is implementation is viewed as separate from the policy process, and there really is no direction whatsoever given as to what you do with policy. And in fact, it's sort of a punt in that it says the GNSO may do this or may do that. So it seems to me that that's, initially in the first question, which is coming up with a set of principles, that's really looking at a set of principles that govern the entire process. and how that might be analyzed.
Yeah.
Now, I see you've got the...
Michael, if I can interject. It's Alan. I think that's a good definition. That could be a good definition of policy should we choose to use it. But if we use that definition, then it's quite clear that during implementation at times, and certainly implementation of the new GTLD program, we have decided on policy during implementation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the rub. We have that very nice definition of policy, but we then have an operational definition of implementation, which includes policy. And I've made the case a number of times, and I think the first thing we have to do is come up with nomenclature which is non-overlapping. And right now we have overlapping nomenclature, which is part of the problem.
Okay, and by that you mean that the terminology and understanding that we give to what is policy would not extend into implementation?
Well, if you look at the definition you just quoted of policy, and I won't try to repeat it, but it essentially
right.
says if you're making decisions which affect how new GTLDs were, how GTLDs work, then it's policy. But clearly we have made lots of those decisions during the implementation of the policy which didn't go into explicit detail.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it's nice to have that definition on paper, but that definition says we have been deciding policy things many, many times when we called it implementation. And therefore, we have an overlap of terms.
Okay.
The ones that Jeff, I think, proposed was policy something. I don't remember what the one in the middle was, and... Now I don't remember the one at the end either. Essentially, the engineering task of implementing it.
This is Michael. Was Jeff's the definition that policy was anything that would require an action by a contracting party?
No, I don't think so. Maybe it
okay.
was. Not the one I remember. But, it,
okay.
but essentially, he tried to divide what we currently call implementation into a phase which is post-PDP but still making decisions, and then the execution is the term he used, and then the execution,
mm-hmm.
which no longer involves decisions that have substantive impact on the community. You know, they're just which database product do we use and what does the user interface look like and things like that, as opposed
mm-hmm.
to should we allow X or Y. So, you know, the fact that we're using terms that are not well-defined and uniquely defined, I think, is part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we keep on using those terms and each person has a different understanding of what the terms mean, I think we have, you know, we're not going to get out of the weeds.
Right. And I think this discussion is part of what is one of the shorter deliverables, which is the first one, looking at a set of principles, but I think probably has the most potential for being an extended conversation and discussion.
Michael, Cheryl here?
Yeah, Cheryl, go ahead.
Thanks, Cheryl, for the transcript record. I just wanted to take what Alan was saying, and obviously you were agreeing with a step further, and suggest that we actually expand or make a subset of that first deliverable away from principles or beyond principles, and look very propose in our work plan that we suggest the work group does deliberately go down this nomenclature and definitions pathway. It seems to me a highly necessary activity, and it's one that is probably going to be as challenging as it was for the PDP guidelines group to come up with an effective working and agreed set of values for the variations on consensus. And that was a whole lot of fun, I can tell you. But I think it's work that has to be done and is probably best done up front at this stage. And it would lead itself to a small work team, you know, two or three drafters, putting together some strawman options for the rest of the group to pull apart. The earlier that happens, the more productive the rest of the process will be, in my totally biased view anyway. So what I'd be proposing is that we look at a subset of deliverable one and put some specific proposed definitions work together. Thank you.
Yeah, thank Cheryl, Michael, rather, it's Alan. I'm reminded when we redid the PDP rules a couple of years ago, and I know Marika and Cheryl were involved in that to varying degrees, and we found out that in the bylaws, a PDP was, quote, initiated, I believe, three different times,
yeah,
at three different stages of the process. And you can start to understand why we had problems understanding mm-hmm. exactly what the process was when the same word was used for different phases. And
right.
I think we're back there now.
So what I'm hearing from both of you, and especially from Cheryl, is within that one, in order to come up with the set of principles, we need some definitions that are going to really anchor us to that determination.
Yes.
Okay. And I think I would have to agree that would be something that, at least for a discussion point, a small group to develop those for discussion within the group would be appropriate. At the same time, I think they get the opportunity or the advantage or the disadvantage of utilizing some of the discussions from the public comments prior to Durban when they're doing that analysis. So I think that ties in with some of the other parts and also the questions that come up there. Well, I'll put that down for one because I think that's got a couple of ideas. What do you think of this? I mean, I guess that is something that I could see. Well, let me put the question to the group. Do any of you have an inkling of how long something like that might take, even for a group of, say, three or four people to come up with workable definitions to present to the entire group?
Cheryl here, Michael. I'm taking a deep breath. And going, but let me share with you why. This is one of those things that is so very much contingent on the quality of the pen holder or pen holders of that initial draft and the biases that they bring with them. There's no shortage of legally trained individuals. I mean, until Alan joined, I was feeling particularly my lack of law degree. But you know what I mean. But as you well know, if you put three or four of you together, you'll come up with seven different variations on a definition.
Mm-hmm.
So you almost need to have someone who will put forward either a set of prior art terms and have them then selected from and not be personally invested in that outcome, or you need to have a small sub-team that will do the bloody battle and then bring forward a generally agreed straw man or couple of alternatives in each of the definitions. One of those processes can probably be done providing the individual or individuals has the energy and the inclination in fairly short order. The other is probably going to take up to a 5 or 6 week cycle.
Mm. Alan, you have your hand up?
Yeah, first of all, thank you, Cheryl. I'm glad my ignorance has brought someone comfort here.
You always bring me comfort.
Or my lack of training, if not ignorance. I really don't think this is a difficult job. I mean, I don't have too much invested in what the words are, but I think putting demarcations about what they, you know, what they're referring to is important. And I don't think there's going to be an awful lot of agonizing over it. It may be more complex than my current image of it, which is a PDP goes until as far as the PDP chooses to go. That may be sparse outlines of the policy. It may be describing it in gory detail. That's one end. The other end is the mechanical, again, what Jeff was calling execution, where the technologists may have debates, but it's not going to have substantive input on the impact on the community. And then there's a phase in between, which may or may not have multiple sections in it, where the two are intertwined, and it's perhaps even an iterative process to get through that. And I'm not sure in the general case, we'll be able to define that middle case any more than with some fuzzy words. But I think just simply by recognizing that there are those, you know, two hard lines and then something in the middle which is going to vary, I think we're getting a lot farther than we are right now.
Michael, for the record, Alan, thank you. I agree with both of you, and I think what I just did was to spread my pages out over the board, because as soon as one thing that I think you mentioned, Cheryl, was collecting prior art terms.
Yep.
And looking at that, and that, in fact, is deliverable three. Deliverable two is the process for developing policy, which sort of presumes we have the definition, but three is definitely helping with the definition. Four, criteria to be used to determine when an action should be addressed by a policy process, is another part of the definition.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, one, set of principles. What struck me then from what Alan just said was perhaps the approach is this, that before reaching deliverable 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, we ask a small group to come up with, and I think we would call them this, working definitions. And utilizing those, begin the rest of this process, recognizing from the get-go that what is learned through the process, through looking at other implementation and policy development events in the past and our own analysis of it, that these definitions will hopefully be changed and be firmed up. But I think I agree with Alan. I think to begin the process, I think we could probably put some working definitions together and then utilize the rest of this process determine whether or not those are accurate, or if not, what the accurate ones are. And in fact, that's one of the deliverables at the end of the day, the principles to determine that. So I guess I'm going back in part against what I had presumed, which was that we have to come up with the final definitions first. I think we come up with working definitions. That would be a first thing, and then dive into these other areas. I don't know what would be most useful for us as a subgroup. Let me suggest this, that and Marika is revising and clarifying, even as we speak, the mind map, that we take between my distillation and her mind map and the work plans that we have from other groups, and individually, and I know this might end up being a Tower of Babel, but I'm thinking it might be a good thing to do since we have very little time to come up with this. Individually, map out what we think might be a reasonable progression to address and get to these various deliverables, and then bring those together, share those, and try to distill them together. And I think there are few enough of us that that might not be unrealistic to do. It would certainly, at those points where we agree with each other from independent creation, I think we can find, you know, the schedule and the process right there. And where we differ in discussing those differences, be able to come up with the process. Because we have about 4 weeks. I don't think that's an unreasonable expectation that we would be able to do that if we ask to have these done perhaps by the beginning of next week. Any thoughts on that?
Michael, this is Marika.
Yeah, Marika.
Just a couple of clarifying questions. And my first question would be, saying this work to be done, are you talking about doing the definitional work in this sub-team, or you were talking about getting the work plan done? And the second question is, are your deliverables ordered in a specific order, like the order of preference in which you think these should be addressed, or is it something that still needs to be considered? Because, for example, one of the questions would be, if you look, for example, at deliverable one, a set of principles that would underpin any genus or policy and implementation related discussions. I guess one way of looking at it could be as well that once the working group has addressed all these other questions and has developed recommendations, it may be very obvious from that work to distill those principles. Or, you know, it may as well be the reverse if people say, well, we first need to actually have that set of principles and that will then guide, you know, our work on the different other, on the other charter questions. So that may need some consideration as well, if there are any, you know, questions that would, are required to be done first before diving into others, or, you know, whether work could start in parallel on several of these, or whether as well, I think as well, I try to outline a little bit in the presentation I gave to the working group, that there's well certain that may be grouped together as they look at, you know, similar aspects or similar parts of the policy and implementation related processes.
Alan, before I answer, go ahead.
Or you can answer first and then let me speak. Maybe that will make it easier for me.
Okay. I will try and make it easier for you. In answer to your question, Marika, the only principle for ordering these is that this is the order in which they were expressed in the charter. I agree, though, that in putting together the charter, that the big question was placed first, and some of the underlying questions that would have to be answered in order to reach that are the ones that follow. And returning to what I was saying about the working definition as opposed to a final definition, I think it might be useful to do two things. One, to look at these to see if there is an order in which they should appear rather than as they appeared in the chart. I'll add one other thing. So the order they should appear in, which of these tasks might be either interrelated or might be addressed in parallel so that you would have separate groups dealing with separate issues with these, and they don't have to be, again, dealt with as a group of as a whole. And then the other thing is that in looking at this first one, which, as you well point out, these principles probably are conclusions based on the answers from the other questions and the other deliverables, that one, we need a working basis that we believe will be the definitions we can work from, and those same definitions have to be returned to at the end to see if, in fact, those are the definitions that our analysis agrees with, or if we need to adjust those, which is, I think, one of the goals that the GNSO has set for the work group as a whole. Does that make it any easier for you, Alan?
No.
sorry.
I guess I was going off in another direction, and let me try to state it, and it may make sense, it may not. The order does matter at some level, because if we decided, and I'm going to speak in generalities, not the specifics, because I can't, the mind map is not actually large enough for me to see here. it would be easy to come up and say when there is a policy thing that has to be decided and we can define that and recognize it, then we must do such and such. But I think the reality of real-life situations is going to be, you know, we're going to be going down implementation paths and realize there's a policy that we need to set. And if we've already defined how we do that, we're going to get into a process which is going to take decades to finish in any given case if we have to trigger a policy process because there is a policy issue which suddenly rears its ugly head. Therefore, I think we have to understand the overall flow, and we may end up, as the Charter envisions, with different policy processes for different types of things. So I don't think we want to lock in the details of that kind of stuff until we understand the overall flow and how this can work in a real-life situation. I keep on coming back in my mind, and it's a subject which other people in this group may not necessarily relate to, but issues of how one designs computers. And there are several distinct phases which may in theory be completely separate, but in fact are not. The architecture of what the computer instructions look like is one thing which used to be designed iteratively with the actual hardware. You know, then we went to a phase where we set one separately, and now we're at the stage where one can imagine how the flow of the circuits goes, but then you come up with a new type of transistor, a new type of integrated circuit, and suddenly you can't build them to do that anymore, and you have to go back and iterate. And those iterations, in our case, would be called policy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we're dealing in a complex subject, and I think we want to be careful not to lock in the details before we understand the overall flow. So my, I guess, recommendation is the definitions have to come first, and then we have to start understanding how one moves from, you know, something which is an overall policy issue we have to settle, and how it moves all the way through implementation, and to try to capture what the flow is, and from there we may start being able to come up with processes which can work to address the issue in timely manners and not get bogged down. I was blathering a little bit. I hope that made some sense, though.
No, it did. I'm trying to recover my computer here. Not doing it. I mean, it is, I think, and we talked about last week, it's sort of an Ouroboros. You know, the definitions come from the process comes from the definitions. How you view that may affect the other. It is a difficult issue. I think, though, to the extent possible, if we can try to put together what we think would be a process that, if the larger group follows it, they will be able to get through the entire process and have room for, you know, the changes that I think, Alan, regardless of what we start with, there are going to be changes. I think you both recognize that. Yeah. As we actually delve further into some of these questions and answers. But I think that in itself is one of the things that setting the task of trying to draft out an actual map of what we think tasks, processes, or, I don't know, mile markers that we think based on the Charter, that the working group as a whole can point towards, and also try to point towards those areas based on the questions and the deliverables that might be separated into smaller groups for them to consider. And I don't know, as I'm looking at this, I hate to say it because it's the term that it always comes up when we talk about PDPs, is it looks like it's a year and a half to 2 years before the answer comes out, or at least the final report comes out. And that's just estimating all of the things that go into this. I don't know if any of you think it could be done in a lesser time than that. My computer now has bumped me entirely off of Adobe Connect. Okay.
I suspect, Michael, that might actually be Adobe Connect as opposed to your computer. It's getting increasingly flaky from my perspective, at least.
We do have Marika Connings, too, and Holly with their hands up.
Okay. Who had their hands up first, Alan?
I'm not sure which of the Marikas had their hands up, but I think Marika's has been up for a while.
Marika, go ahead.
It's my alter ego that has her hand up now. Just listening to Alan, who was basically saying, well, maybe we need to take, first go through the whole flow of the process and see where the questions arise. Now, taking you back to the presentation I gave, I think I already did try to indeed link the charter questions to the different phases of the PDP. So that may indeed, if you decide that that would be the approach to take, to really go from start to end through the policy development process, and in that way, address the questions, looking back at that presentation may help identify then the order in which those questions would come up and may form indeed a natural flow in addressing those. I think still the main question is on the principles, indeed, whether that should go first or last. But I think, as Michael noted, it may automatically flow from what we've come up with as recommendations. And it's also noted, there may be some preliminary principles that we may base our work on. And as I said, I think the staff paper already tried to identify some of those that at the end of the process, the working group then could, for example, come back to and say, okay, do those match with what we've actually set out in these recommendations, and does it align, or do we need to further update those so that they actually reflect and align with what we're recommending for each of these issues throughout the overall process?
Holly, you've got your hand up.
Yep, I plan to throw a right big spanner in the works.
Good on you, Holly.
As I often do, as chair of the group that set the charter, I have to say a lot of the discussion we found was really going in circles, and it was because we were trying to come up with definitions between policy and implementation, which we found was actually slowing us down. That what we in the end realized was more important than definitions, because people will argue till the cows come home whether something is a policy or not, and therefore not actually get on with what it is we have to do, was to look at what are the situations where you would go out for public comment or not, where you might hold a webinar or not. What are the factors? One may be that we need a quick decision or we don't need a quick decision. One may be that we actually need technical expertise. We may need ALAC input, community input, government input. And if you start to say, what is it in terms of process rather than definition, you're likely to come up with a better answer, because otherwise, if we just spend a lot of time on definitions, which we will, God help us, you wind up not coming up with the process of how do we make sure that when something is decided, and I'm not going to use a term as to what that is, that when the decision has to come as to how to reach an answer, what are the things that are important in reaching that answer, and to what extent do we involve some kind of process, how inclusive is the process, how inclusive should it be? And if you start from there, you actually have a chance of arriving at an answer. My problem with definitions, and this is just, chaired that working group, and understood how difficult it is to draw a line between what's policy and what's implementation. And we spent way too much time coming to the realization that that's so difficult that, in fact, the best you're going to do, and this comes up in the charter questions you've got. You start off in number one, I think it's A, how do we do it? But in the very end of that, you ask, are these definitions, you know, really needed? Should they be guiding it, or are there other things? And I think we have to stand back and say, are we going to get really tied up in definitions? Because if we do, then the first process anybody goes through is it this or that, instead of what do we need to do to get to an answer? So I just think we need to stand back and say, what is the most productive and quickest way to think, what kind of processes do we go through rather than labels? And maybe stick on labels later, but we're going to spend a lot of time coming up with definitions, and I don't know if that's the place to start. I've just become convinced it's not the place to start. It's the place to start is criteria. What is it that should require what level of involvement of whom? And then if it's really necessary, stick on a provisional label. But otherwise we're going to spend an awful lot of time. And I've got to say, I've spent through a lot of early mornings listening to what wound up being not wildly productive. So, good, I've got everybody. Let's see, Cheryl's really against that, and Alan wants to talk. Go for it.
Go ahead, Alan.
I guess I disagree. And the reason the reason I disagree is the discussions that Holly was talking about was not trying to come up with new definitions, but trying to decide what we meant by the word policy and implementation in the title of our group.
Yeah, but Alan,
and
we...
May I finish?
Yeah, then I'm going to correct you.
and I think that the terms we were using, we are using still, are core to the problem. And I think we need to get out, and I mean, we may end up with words policy and implementation in our definitions. If we are, we will have failed a little bit in that at some level we really should use new terms. Unfortunately, those are good words in the English language to talk about some of the things we're talking about. But I almost think we need to treat them as new words and agree that this is how we're using them in the ensuing discussions. Because if we end up with different people having different views in their mind of what it means to say policy or implementation or blah, then those conversations are never going to be successful because people are hearing different things than what was said.
Yep. I agree. Look, Alan, it's Holly for the record. I agree with Alan, but he started moving toward the direction that I'm talking about, which is stop thinking about things in policy terms in the way that they have for ages. It's become, I don't know, a habit of thought that if it is this, then it is this, and start thinking about what is it that we actually have to do in terms of listening to people and how we do that. And if you stick a label, that's fine. But to start with, policy now has got so much in terms of writing on it, that's so much baggage, it almost means we wind up talking at cross purposes, because that's what a lot of the charter group did. Cheryl.
Okay, with me going, Michael?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, thank you, Michael. Cheryl, for the record. Holly, part of the vacillation that the charter group went through was its continued temptation to get into the work as opposed to just setting the charter. So that's a great temptation, of course, that any of the work teams, and indeed our own work team, is falling into. We need to get a narrow enough focus when you're in a work team activity, and a broad enough focus when we're in the community or the work group as a whole. So let me say that and then put that aside. There is a huge advantage to fuzzy terminology. It has been an effective tool to scream that's implementation or that's policy when anyone feeling disaffected or unsatisfied with an outcome wants to use it. The purpose of this exercise is to bring bright lines and clarity so that it is less tempting and indeed hopefully less possible for that to happen. Nobody said this was going to be easy. The hard thing for the work group as a whole and any of the sub-teams that it creates is going to be to stick to their knitting. But we do have to get definitions done. We do desperately need to get them done in a timely manner. And if we take it as a simple hierarchy, that time course is going to be quite long. If we run some of these things and put a work plan together for the work group to run things in parallel with obvious intersection points, then I think it can be done far more efficiently. Thank you.
Oh, we've got Alan and Graham.
Yeah, I've got my hand up, so I'm going to recognize myself. This is Michael for the record. I think everyone has a good point, and I think we are in the weeds, exactly where we don't want to be. And I do recognize that's not only inviting to be here, it is what we believe is important, but actually I think we need to, and this is what I'm going to ask us all to do ahead of our next meeting and also to share online using the wiki, again, to take our understanding of the process that would enable the group as a whole to deal with these issues and deal with the overriding issue of what is the best way to deal with policy and implementation, understanding that we do have a process for the PDP, we do have some understandings, we do have some historical uses and applications of this, some of which are very successful and some of which may be wildly unsuccessful to review. I guess my two cents would be I think we need definitions, but in recognition of the importance of the discussion of the definitions that I'm asking for or suggesting might come up front are not the answer, are not the principles, but are simply the understanding as the conversation continues. When we say policy, we understand what we're saying. If that's not what is correct, then through this process, hopefully we'll come up with some other ways of approaching it. I will interject, and I'm doing what I said we should not do, and that is bringing my conclusion to the beginning where before it's supposed to apply, but I did go online, I hope you all did, and if you haven't, I encourage you to look at what you might find online in various discussions of policy and implementation. Unfortunately, usually it's in the government context, and coming from the United States, I can't say that we figured out how to do that yet. but I will say, I found
it highly... Do you still have a government? I don't know, not working at the moment.
No, it's closed.
It's
we have no
government.
but I did find one instructional and I think very useful approach, which says that policy and implementation are not two separate things. There is a policy and implementation process, and they are both part of the same process, which, perhaps not surprisingly, includes a review of the implementation during the implementation and at the end to determine how it was carried out and whether it was carried out correctly. So, you know, I think we need to have the definitions only to the extent of understanding what we're saying. And this may be something, Cheryl, that, you know, the difficulty is getting people to buy into the fact that by setting these definitions, we are not reaching a conclusion. We're just setting the terminology that we will use in the discussion. I think we have to be clear with that. Alan, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you were just saying. And I think I noted earlier, it would be nice if we can come up with completely new words that were virgin and not have preconceived notions. But it turns out people are comfortable with the words that we like. So, you know, that probably won't work. I can solve all these problems for all future efforts. I can solve solve it easily. I will say.
Why are we on this call?
Well, I'll tell you why in a second. Once I tell you what the solution, is a PDP must address all policy issues and make sure that the implementation is nothing more than mechanical. There have been some PDPs that come close to doing that if they're on really simple things and they don't trust the implementers. I chaired one of them. I know. Not practical in many cases, and certainly not in all cases, and it certainly wasn't deemed to be practical in the case of the new GTLDP PDP. So in the absence of being able to do that, we're stuck with this problem. And unless we have clear definitions, we can't have the discussions about how to address the problem. And you know, I'm not normally a semantic definition person, but I think I've listened to too many of these discussions when it's quite clear that the two people talking at each other are using terms in different ways. And that's why I think it's an absolutely first pass at what we have to do. And we're past the hour, and I'm tired.
Yes, and I do have to go teach. I have hungry students who I do not want to let onto the world as intellectual property attorneys without being properly indoctrinated.
I should point out I had a four-hour conference call earlier today. So,
not having heard any serious dispute with my idea of coming up with some drafts, but focusing then on the definition, I think we focused on one of the things which is fundamental to this is looking in terms of the process, how that definitional process and understanding fits into it. So if I could, I will send out and post to the wiki a reminder that this is the process we'd like. I'd like to have us all follow and submit, you know, within the next few days or certainly by the beginning of the week. And we will send out another doodle to set out a meeting for next week. Hopefully, I don't know if I should set a deadline for having these out. Like, say, by Saturday, please have something in the way of a flow chart or outline. If you want, go ahead and use the form that is in that one IGO group that Marika sent us out, and do a draft in that, and let's share it. And then when we come together next week, we'll compare and contrast and see if we can come close to having a structure. And again, we're not trying to come up with the answers. We're simply trying to come up with the process to follow as a group to come up with those answers.
Yep, it's a recipe, not a dish.
Right, and I'm living with a new diet at home, so I know how that works. if that's fine with everyone, thank you very much, and we will talk again next week, and please, Marika, send out a doodle the next day or so that we can determine when that can be. Really appreciate you all being here.
Thank you.
And have a great day, a good rest, Alan, and speak with you all soon.
Bye. Thanks,
Thank you.